We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for waking up with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alex D.
What up?
Hit her up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Tamara, still recovering from Beyonce's concert. She says now her lower back hurts. So that's interesting right there.
She dropped it like it was too hot.
Exactly. Hit her up on the phone lines at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
By the way, man, it's always so difficult for us when you wear that Mickey Mouse hat. That has Mickey Mouse blinged out in the front of it because our studio lights hit it and then it literally blinds me. You guys notice that too?
Yeah, of course. Yep. Stop looking this way. Thanks.
Put some tape on it. Okay.
My favorite thing about that Mickey Mouse hat though is when we all went to Disneyland. Uh-huh. Like, you know, Brad rides a motorcycle. Like, he's going to do the Disney dad thing, but he's got to do like the most biker hat he can find.
More Harley style.
Exactly. As if you could roll up to a biker bar and they'd all be like, we get it, man. We've been there with our daughters too. Gotta go for the black chromed out Mickey Mouse hat.
Thank you, Brian, for that illustration. Absolutely. Good morning, producer and DJ Majestic.
Morning.
Good times, man. Appreciate you being here with us. Speaking about Disneyland and kids, man, yesterday was my nephew's 9th birthday, right? So his name's Liam. And I don't know about you guys, man, but I really enjoy just seeing the innocence of kids, like what they get excited about. Like right now, Liam, he's half Filipino, half Mexican, so he's Filimex. And
sounds like a restaurant.
Yeah, right. Welcome to Filimex.
I was gonna say, sounds like something on the Taco Bell menu. You know?
Right, it's an item.
And his little brother, his name is Lakin. He's 4 years old, and they're all about Black Panther. Like, they'll rewatch the movie over and over and over again. So everything was like Black Panthered out. And then right now, Liam, he saw DJ Majestic DJing at the OC Fair, and he noticed that DJ Majestic had two gold chains on. Nobody else noticed that. His family didn't notice it. So now he's been asking for two gold chains because he wants to be a DJ. So yesterday, out of all the gifts he got, Jen and I got him, like, you know, from Party City, like some gold chains. He was so stoked,
so
man.
Cool.
He was walking around with it.
You got from Party City, like big old fat knots.
Yeah, they were like beaded. Yeah, I saw him on your Instagram.
He was so stoked, though. He's like walking around. He's like, yo, man, I think he's going to try to wear them to school today and whatnot. Just rolling up with gold chains.
That is funny that you bring up like all the kids thinking that Majestic is the coolest person on the show, because every time we do some sort of, like, we did the back to school event, we got all the 10 families. We went down to the Cerritos Mall and went shopping and stuff for the shopping sprees. Every kid there was like, is Majestic really in studio? Did you have Majestic really in studio? That the only thing they wanted to know is they think it's so cool we have an actual DJ in the studio. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And they're like, what is he like?
That's so funny. We're really here, guys.
Yeah. So now all these kids go around with two gold chains from Party City and shouting out girls that they want to hang
like,
out
What's up, Jamie?
What up, Jamie? Like Majestic does in the Amp Mini Mix at 7:15. Oh. Also, something else that's funny, man. And we got to do a topic about this, though, but like embarrassing things that kids do that, you know, they're so innocent. They don't know. But Lakin is so into Black Panther, right? He's 4 years old. They went to a baseball game recently for their brother Liam, and he saw an African-American family. So he rolled up to him.
Uh-oh.
And gave him the Black Panther salute, which is both arms crossed in the chest, and he said, Wakanda forever.
Oh, my God, stop.
And their mom was like, oh, my God, what do I do? Like, she's like, oh. But it's cool. Like, the family was, like, way cool. They're like, oh, what's up? They gave him a hug, and it was like, gave him props. Like, yeah, my man, that's dope. So innocent. You know, it's so dope, man. Yes. Like, that's just showing love and respect.
It's something only kids can get away with because you can see on their face that they don't. Like, they know that they don't even know about the racial implications.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If like, any, and that I'm going for any race, not just a Black Panther, but anything. If you went up and you did something like, yo, white people, what's up? And you're like,
imagine Brian doing that.
Oh my God, Wakanda forever. I'd be like, oh God. When I do stuff like that, it sounds racist. That'd be a bad one.
But I just want to bring that up, man. I really enjoyed just seeing like their innocence and what they're so excited about.
It makes me excited for this next generation. It's all like they don't see that. They don't see that color, that stuff that we've struggled with over the years, you know. And that, I think it's cool to see someone like him. Yeah, exactly. He's greeting them with love, and I think that's so cool.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, thank you for hanging out with us. Huge win by the Dodgers yesterday, man. We pulled it off 7-4 over Arizona. Still have a game and a half lead over the Rockies. We got to keep them there. We got 5 games left. Magic number is 5. So let's go Dodgers, baby. First place, man. We need to get that, man. Interesting study I found, and interesting what I'm seeing on your texts as you're texting. And so it's a fact. A new study reveals 3 out of 5 people gain weight when they get into a new relationship. For sure. I mean, I could say that too, and I'm especially gaining more weight now that my wife is pregnant for the second time. Because all her cravings, I'm like, I want some. You know what I'm saying?
Sympathy cravings.
Hook it up. Yeah, exactly, my man.
It makes sense, though. Every time I've been in a relationship, and I remember, like, when I started dating my girlfriend, you go out to dinner more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're eating. Because when you're single, I mean, there's nights when you're single where you'll go to your fridge and be like, all I got is sandwich meat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't pull off sandwich meat when you have a relationship.
And you're also, like, really happy. So I feel like when you're happy, you just want to eat, you know? You want to go out, you want to eat, you want to celebrate.
I don't know. When I'm sad, I want to eat, too.
I guess it depends.
Different food.
How you move, right? Yeah.
So interesting. 17 pounds is the average weight gain.
Wow.
Just in the first year.
I don't want to be in a relationship. Oh, I'll stay single.
That's like the freshman 15. Like, you know, when you go to college, the freshman 15 that you gain. And then I asked you a few minutes ago, who do you think gains the most weight in that first year? Guys or girls, right? 100% of you texted in the girl.
That's what
the
I would say,
girl
too.
Gains most of the weight. And let me just say, I'm assuming a lot of you are men that texted in. You better hope your girl doesn't find that text later on today. Guys, according to the study, it's the guy.
Really?
That gains the most weight in the first year.
One, I think that women battle fluctuating weight more in their lifetime when it comes to eating and all those things. I think they're more aware and cognizant of that. Also, I'll tell you why I gain more weight than my girlfriend in a relationship is because I'll eat her food too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll eat mine, and then it's either we're taking it home and I'll eat it later, or I'll just eat it like at the restaurant because we're not going to take it back. There's like one piece of something left. And, well, that's embarrassing. Let's just eat it.
And depending on what kind of girl you're dating, because you could get that girl that orders the entire menu and just takes one bite. She's like, I don't know, I just got full. And you're like, what? It killed me.
You ever go to places like Olive Garden and you're like, get these breadsticks off the table. She ordered something. Get them off the table.
Olive Garden's like all you can eat breadsticks too, right?
Yeah, they bring, it's a Mexican restaurant where they bring tortilla chips first.
Oh, yeah.
And then the person you're with, like on a date, and you're like, I'll be paying, and I'll just be like, get these off. No, take these away. We ordered enchiladas. Take these away. Take these chips away. I'm not going to fill up on chips right now.
Side note, Chelsea, especially since you're single right now, if you want to know if that person's the one when you go out to eat with them or whatever, whether it's a guy, a girl, or a same sex relationship, whatever, the way you know that person is the one is if they offer you their last bite.
Oh, that's a good piece of advice. Wisdom, Edgar.
Yes, Chelsea. You just kind of wait and you got to stare at it, though, because make them know. You know what I'm saying? And if they totally ignore that you're staring at it and they don't even offer it up, selfish as hell.
Well, make sure it's a real bite, too, because I've done the thing where there's like just a tiny sad nugget left on your plate. They're like, hey, babe, you want this? She's like, God, no.
Or
that's all out of your mouth?
If it's like a ribeye steak, it's just like the fatty part. Hey, you want the rest of this? It's the bone and fat.
You just gnaw on this thing.
I have a date tonight, so I'll try it out.
Yes,
I'll let you know.
Chelsea.
This is going to be my new thing.
That's going to be awkward. Chelsea's just staring.
She's still got half her food left.
He's like, man, the date went well, but at the end, things got real weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Telling his friends.
So there you go, man. If you did gain around 17 pounds or so within the first year of your relationship, don't feel so bad. 3 out of 4 people are on the same boat as you are. So guess what? Them being fatter makes you not look as fat.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Are you guys digging this new little chill weather?
Yes, man. Too pale for that 100 degrees nonsense. Yeah, let's keep down to 70, man.
I like the heat.
Yeah.
I do like the heat, but I will say I'm kind of enjoying this. I think because we had such a hot summer, I'm excited to sort of bust out the sweaters and fall attire.
Don't worry, Chelsea. By Thursday, we'll be back in the high 80s.
It's so true.
If you didn't have air conditioning, which I don't, I have a like an old apartment in West Hollywood that's made of stucco and just heats up like a kiln.
Basically a cardboard box.
Exactly. If you don't have an apartment with air conditioning, this is the greatest time of the year. You can finally sleep at night. You don't wake up sweating through your sheets. You can touch, like if my girlfriend stays over, we can actually like touch each other. Because I tried, I'd be like, hey, what's up? She's like, nope, too hot.
You're probably slip off of her, bro.
It's gross.
Like,
get off
silk
me.
Sheets, you know? No, for real, that's what I was going to get to. You're probably like, okay, inviting people over to your apartment now. You know, like, yeah, okay, come over.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So yesterday, BTS made history as the first K-pop band to speak at the United Nations.
These guys are straight up crushing it.
Oh, crushing it. And it was trending on Twitter, just online in general, all day yesterday. But they made their appearance on behalf of UNICEF, which is a campaign focusing on youth development around the world. Band member RM gave a very touching and deeply personal speech where he talked about his journey to self-love and also addressed some of his and the band's struggles they've been through.
Like most people, I've made many and plenty mistakes in my life. I have many faults and I have many more fears. But I'm gonna embrace myself as hard as I can. And I'm starting to love myself gradually, just little by little. True love first begins with loving myself.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's not actually him, though, speaking though, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Was it really?
Yeah,
I remember we interviewed him. I felt like that voice doesn't sound anywhere near who the guys that we talked to.
Yeah, that's him. RM's the one that speaks the best English. So
yeah, I just don't recognize the voice. It sounds kind of murdery.
Oh,
very deep.
I thought it was a translator. No, it sounded like someone who was... It just kind of it sounds deeper than I remember him having that voice when we interviewed them.
No, that's him.
All right, maybe he's got a cold or something.
No, but it was great. I mean, I saw the speech. I retweeted it. I thought it was super touching. He also urged youth to find their confidence and speak out on global issues.
Let's take all one more step. We have learned to love ourselves. So now I urge you to speak yourself. What is your name? What excites you and makes your heart beat? I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your conviction. No matter who you are, where you're from, your skin color, your gender identity, just speak yourself.
Such inspirational words, but the entire time I'm like, does he sound murdery?
I didn't ruin
it. So thank you, Brian.
I think it's because he's trying to be so serious.
I'm just like, yeah, very inspirational. I'm like, yo, but does he sound, could he be a murderer?
Doesn't that sound like the voice you pick up? They're like, oh, give me $5,000, you'll never see your family again.
Right. I like brought this story up because I was like, it's so inspirational, you guys. I was like touched yesterday and you guys were like, he's a murderer for sure.
Leave it up to us, Chelsea, anytime you want to go somewhere inspirational.
But also shout out to them because this past year, them and their army, their fan base, have raised $1 million for UNICEF's campaign to end violence against children and young people. So
that's awesome.
It's very positive.
Using their platform for good. I love when people do that.
They should tape a phone call where he calls your house and he's like, if you don't donate to UNICEF, you're never going to see your kids again.
I'll try to relay that message to them.
Marketing genius.
So a man in Indiana was arrested over a Bruno Mars song.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up.
So get this, you guys, I can't make this up. Apparently, the guy whose name is Roger Washburn, he's 71 years old, and he got...
Roger Washburn sounds like a character in The Simpsons.
100%.
Not one who'd be in trouble for like a hip-hop thing.
Right.
No, listen to this. I don't know if this is hip-hop. So he got in a heated argument with a longtime friend because he didn't believe the song that was playing at the moment that they're hanging out was sung by Bruno. He thought it was someone else.
Okay.
And once his friend showed him proof that it was Bruno, he pulled a gun on him and pistol whipped him.
Wow.
And killed him?
Escalated.
What do you mean?
Really,
that's about
quickly.
As hip-hop as it gets.
By the way, that could be one of my favorite terms, pistol whipped.
We've been
so
using
gangster.
It a lot lately in some entertainment stories, which is concerning.
I think listen, pistol whipping is bad. We can all agree it's bad. Yeah. But when a gun comes out, it's the best case scenario. Right?
Absolutely, bro.
Like that guy who got pistol whipped is like, woof, only got pistol whipped.
What song was it, do you know?
So I really wanted to know, and I literally found the police report, and I looked in it, and it's not listed.
What?
So
come
I'm
on,
very
police
disappointed.
Department, do your work right.
I know, so
just
that's...
investigating.
So I don't know, but if I had to guess, I feel like it would be like 24 karat. magic.
There you go. Maybe.
In the air.
Sure.
I don't know.
Or like the one about
finesse,
sex
maybe?
Is heaven or something like that.
Sure.
Heaven
that too.
Locked out of heaven.
Yeah, that one. Whatever that is.
For too long, pistol whip. Bah!
Get him!
You're going to heaven.
All right. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to AmpRadio.com and also download the Radio.com app. And to find us, just search Amp Morning Show, right?
Yes.
That's how you do it.
For your podcast. For our podcast.
For our podcast. Mm-hmm. And then also like us. Favorite us. That'd be
better
awesome.
Like us. Better favorite us or else we need some family.
So creepy.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Are you one of those people that post something on Instagram or Facebook and for everybody to see, but really you just want one person to see it? It was meant for one person. Cardi B is the queen of that right now, by the way. Congrats to her. She just posted that she's the first female rapper with three Hot 100 number one singles. Congratulations to her. She just reached number one now with Maroon 5 and Girls Like You. And you know, that pose was straight up just for Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you'd just tag her in it.
Right? Like, just tag her.
Just tag her in the photo. Don't mention her in the text, but just tag her.
That's it. Just bottom line it, right? But congrats to her, man. Just absolutely crushing it. Coming up next, we want to hear your stories on Confessing Your Cry. It's a segment where you get to vent. You could do it unanimously,
we'll all find it entertaining. Yeah.
All of you can do it and call in. So you call in, you confess something that you've done that's kind of cray, and you're not maybe proud of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you are on the DL, but you just want to get it off your chest. 877-971-HITS. Confess your cray this morning. It's a judgment-free zone, at least from us.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
You want to get someone off your chest, something cray you've done in the past, call in or text in 877-971-HITS. Confess your cray. It's a judgment-free zone, all right? Angelina from Downey, good morning.
Good morning.
Angelina, do you want to go with your real name, your government name, or you want us to change it?
I actually changed it for you guys.
Oh, you already did?
Okay.
Preemptive.
It's going to be good.
Ahead of the game. Change. I love you, Angelina. Angelina's probably somebody you hate in real life, right?
Yeah, it's actually an ex-girlfriend of one of my boyfriends.
See? I knew it.
Let's trash her.
All right. Confess your cray. You're in a judgment-free zone, at least from us.
Uh-huh.
But our listeners can totally judge you via text at 877-971-HIT. So live text us your judgments of Angelina's Confess Your Cray. Go ahead, Angelina.
So I had a boyfriend, and he ended up breaking up with me because his ex-girlfriend was pregnant. So, of course, I was devastated. So to get back at him, I told him that I was pregnant.
Okay.
Not okay. So that's okay. I mean, it happens. But I took it a step further and told his family.
Oh, dang.
They were so excited because they loved me. So they were
clearly
so happy, which guilt kicked in. But I took it a step further and went to the Halloween club and bought a plastic fake belly.
No!
I showed up at their house a few months later, and they were so excited. But then it got awkward when they wanted to, like, rub my belly.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of, like, oh, it's, you know, no, I'm too shy.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah, like, no, it's okay. So that went on for, like, 4.5 months until I realized, like, now what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You were living a lie. Your next step was going to Toys R Us when it was still open and buying a fake baby. So at what point in time did you reveal to them that you totally made up the fact that you were pregnant?
So I then realized, like, oh, my God, this family's going to – I can't tell them that I made it up. And I was hoping that he would want to come back to me. I mean, I was young. I was crazy. So I had to make up this whole story that I got stressed out and it got to me and my health and I couldn't continue the pregnancy. So that's how it ended because they were calling me every day wanting to see how I was, wanting to see me, and I couldn't continue it anymore. It was horrible.
Are you still in any sort of relationship with any of those people or no?
No. I mean, I see them every now and then on social media. And the sad part is years later, I ran into the ex-boyfriend, and he apologized for not being there for me. I'm
good.
So sorry I caused you that.
Chelsea said good. It worked.
I love
your evil plan worked.
Honestly,
right.
Though, there's nothing worse than a guy going back to the ex. Honestly, I've been there, and
it
is literally the worst
There's
feeling.
Nothing worse? How about lying about a pregnancy to an entire family?
Are
you out of your mind?
I don't even fault
Are you
for that.
Out
because,
of your mind?
Yeah, but guys can make you go crazy.
Angelina, so did your ex stay with that ex-girlfriend that he had gotten pregnant?
Oh, yeah. They have three kids. They got married. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up coming up with me years later saying he wanted to be with me again. And I was like, oh, you're done.
Probably better just not to.
But then I got my karma because 3 months after the whole ordeal finished, I ended up really getting pregnant.
Oh, by who?
By who?
By someone else, not him. But yeah, I got my karma.
Someone that you wanted to be the dad of your baby?
No, it was just a hookup, yeah.
It's a rando.
What goes around comes around. Angelina, thank you for confessing your crate. Do you feel better after confessing that?
I do. Thank you for letting me do that and not judging me.
We are not judging you at all, but we'll let you judge yourself. Do you think that was pretty crazy that you did that?
Super crazy. Right. Super.
Good. I'm glad you're sane now.
Yeah, I'm good now.
Love you, Angelina. Have a great day.
Love you guys, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. Confess your cray, judgment-free zone, 877-971-HITS, number to call, all right? Cesar just texted in from the 661 saying, crazy-ass girl. Listen, judgment-free zone from us. Well, you can text whatever you want.
I mean, once you start buying props to sell the crazy, like, that's when it, I understand that guys make women crazy sometimes, and this guy was, his behaviors. But then when you start going to, like, getting prosthetics to keep selling the crazy life, like, I feel like that's the point at which you got to go, maybe this is nuts.
And then what do you do with that afterwards? Like, how do you dispose of that? That's a really random thing.
I wonder if that, like, fake belly is just still chilling, like, in her garage or something up in the rafters.
Maybe. Halloween time?
Of course she has it, in case she ever needs to pull this maneuver again on someone else.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
About to play is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids for your chance to win 4 tickets to go to the San Diego Zoo. We are live on Facebook. Check us out at 97.1 Amp Radio. Actually, today we're looking pretty good, so I'm glad we're live on that Facebook.
Just because you're wearing a dinosaur shirt?
Maybe.
Pink dinosaur shirt?
I have no idea.
Wearing a brand, like a clean hood or a clean sweatshirt. No exactly. Hood this time.
All right, let's meet our contestant this morning. We got Xenia from Pico Rivera. Good morning.
Good morning!
What up?
Yes! By the way, Pico Rivera brings back so many memories of going to Pico Rivera Sports Arena, to jaripeos, rodeos, all kinds of good times right there. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Xenia, who's in the car with you right now? Your kids, your little kids.
Oh, my little kids. I got a 15-year-old, Demo. I got Leo, that's 7, and Sebastian. I'm sorry, Leo's 10.
Oh, no.
Well, Xenia, good thing one of the questions to win these tickets isn't like, know your kids.
Yeah, how old are your kids?
Know their ages, yeah.
No. We're still going to win.
All right, Xenia, which one of your kids do you trust to talk some smack to Brian and not say any curse words?
All right, we got Demo right here.
The 15-year-old. That's good. All right.
The oldest is one she trusts. The two youngins can't be trusted
Demo,
on the microphone.
Why do you believe you guys are going to be Brian this morning?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a good reason.
Wait,
we'll go with that
okay,
reason.
Just yes.
Absolutely. All right, Brian's going to step out of the studio right now. Yes. We got 3 questions coming at you guys. In 30 seconds, you will have to answer them. Whoever gets the most correct, you guys or Brian, wins the game. Demo, Sebastian, and Leo, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number 1. In My Little Pony, what color is Pinkie Pie?
Pink.
All right, fantastic. Number 2, in Beauty and the Beast, what flower is in the glass case?
A rose.
Oh,
number 3.
A rose.
Even changed the voice, right? In the show Rugrats, what is the name of the dinosaur?
Dinosaur Man.
Apparently you didn't see Amp's Instagram today because we posted about it.
No answer!
Dang it.
Well, no, they said Dinosaur Man.
Yeah, but I think that they weren't sure. They just
went. Oh, my gosh. Ryan, come back in.
They were confident about that one.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh, Ryan, you might have a chance on this one, bro.
Oh,
Ryan was outside the studio. He couldn't hear
Uh-oh.
What was going on. Here we go, Brian. 30 seconds to answer the same 3 questions that we gave Demo, Sebastian, and Leo from Pico Rivera. Ready, set, go. In My Little Pony, what color is Pinkie Pie?
Pink.
Are you sure?
I'm going to go with pink, man.
Number 2.
It'd be weird if it's purple.
In Beauty and the Beast, what flower is in the glass case?
Oh, rose. A rose.
Are you sure?
Positive on that one.
Okay. Number 3 in the show.
I get in trouble with my girlfriend a lot. I know what roses look like.
In the show Rugrats, what is the name of the dinosaur?
Oh, you're wearing the shirt. Oh.
I'm straight up wearing a shirt with that dinosaur. On right
Brian.
Now.
Brian.
On the shirt.
Rextar.
Yes! Oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? is, number one, the first question is, in My Little Pony, what color is Pinkie Pie? Brian, you said?
I'm assuming pink.
Demo, Sebastian, and Leo laughed, and then they said pink. That is correct.
All right. Yes.
Tied.
1-1.
You guys are tied. Number two, in Beauty and the Beast, what flower is in the glass case? Brian, you said?
Rose, nailed it.
Demo, Sebastian, and Leo also said rose.
There we go. Tied. 2-2.
Number three, in the show Rugrats, what is the name of the dinosaur? Demo, Sebastian, and Leo said Dinosaur Man.
Wrong.
You said and you said Rextar.
Rextar.
You both incorrect.
Oh. It's Reptar, guys.
It's
dang it.
Tar, you're so close.
The Brian was closer.
I sabotaged myself this morning by making fun of the name. I don't remember the second half of it.
So it's a tie. Automatically, that win goes to the kids.
Oh, so close.
Zinnia from Pico Rivera, you, Temo, Sebastian, and Leo are going to the San Diego Zoo. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a close one. You said Rextar.
Rextar.
And I'm rocking the shirt today, and I walk in, and Alex D and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, I love your shirt.
Thank you.
You got Reptar on there. I'm like, who? I had no idea. You're welcome.
It's not, you got it, buddy.
Thank you, Leo. So thank you, Sebastian. Cute. Thank you, Temo. What school do you guys go to? You want to give a shout-out?
Let's go.
And can we get a shout out to Montebello High School?
Montebello
High Elementary. Yeah.
Absolutely. What was the elementary?
La Merced Elementary.
Awesome. Thank you guys for listening.
He's like, I go to the same one.
Me too.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Hang tight. Stay on the line. We'll give you your tickets in a second. All right.
I wear a dinosaur shirt too.
Oh, you are? You're wearing a dinosaur shirt too?
Oh my gosh. Who's this? Is this Leo?
Oh, no, it's Sebastian.
Sebastian, we're dinosaur twins, bro.
Oh, my God. That's like a special bond.
Thank you so much for telling me that.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
Happy National Voter Registration Day. Huge, huge elections coming around early November. Just around the corner. Please register to vote if you haven't done so, all right? Coming up next, very interesting topic, and I'm sure it happens a lot, especially nowadays where there's so many blended families, single parents, you know what I'm saying? That's become the new norm. If you're a single parent, is it wrong of you to take your child to experience something epic for the first time, like Disneyland per se, with a new partner and without the consent of the child's parent, the other parent? Is it wrong to do something like that? We're going to get into it coming up next. It happened to one of Brian's friends. And he's just like, I don't know if I should be just livid and angry at my ex or what.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Interesting topic. It's hard enough to be a parent, try to figure out that situation. I'm going through it right now with my 1.5-year-old daughter, trying to figure it out, not make mistakes, and so on and so forth. But I can only imagine how much more difficult it is if you're separated or divorced and you're trying to co-parent. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff falls through the cracks, a lot of misunderstandings. Did you do that just in spite of me to make me mad? Is that why you did that with our child? Are you using our child as some kind of a chess piece? And my question to you this morning is this. If you're a single parent, is it wrong of you to take your child to experience something epic, okay, for the first time? Let's say like Disneyland. And take your new partner with you and your child without your ex's consent. Is that a wrong thing to do? Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. Especially from your experience. We bring this up because Brian's friend, unfortunately, is going through this, bro. And you can give us some more insight into the story.
Yeah, so I was talking to my buddy a couple weeks ago. And he was venting to me because he has a daughter with his ex-partner. And she's kind of moved on. She's dating a new guy, and they're doing the co-parenting thing, and they usually are pretty good about it. They're usually, they communicate well. He's got her every other weekend. But the thing is, now she's four, right? And she's starting to experience things with each parent. And so he's been thinking this a lot lately anyway, like, yeah, man, it's like she'll come over and talk about how great this new guy is. Awesome. And she's four. She doesn't know that it's like, it just hurts him a little bit. So a couple weeks ago, he went on Instagram and he saw a picture from the weekend before when his daughter was at her mom's house. And her mom and her new boyfriend had taken their 4-year-old daughter to Disneyland.
And he found out via Instagram.
Via Instagram. cool. And they did. It was one of those pictures where you go and you get it like that. She was dressed up as Elsa from Frozen. Ugh. And she's just having the best day ever. And he said that the emotions he had were. And he didn't, and this is gray area for him. He doesn't know because, you know, we all live in Southern California. It's not like they took her out of state or anything. Took her right down the street to Disneyland. But he was a mixture of hurt because he wants to be there to experience these things with his four-year-old. You know, this is the first time she's ever been to Disneyland, and he literally found out on Instagram. And he wasn't there to experience that. He's also upset at his baby mama, like, yo, you got to let me know these things. Also, where's the invite? Can I just come down and give her a hug and like be in a picture with her? Like, this is a big part of our daughter's life, and you just kind of hijacked it and took it. Then he starts telling me, he goes, but now I don't know. Like, I want to confront her, but I also, is it me being petty?
Or selfish?
Selfish?
Yeah.
Because now he's like, my daughter is so happy, and I want her to be happy, and I want, you know, I want both of us to move on in our lives and have really great relationships, and you know, someone can help parent my daughter. The guy seems like a nice guy.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but then he's like, I also have this, like, man, I want to be there.
Well, at the same time, your daughter, when she remembers her first time ever at Disneyland, she's going to remember...
this guy.
Not you, the dad. Right. It's mom and the new significant other.
And he's telling me the story, and I'm just being empathetic. And I'm, like, going through the range of emotions, too. I'm like, how dare she? And then I'm like, but wait a minute, man. Like, all we want for our kids is to have great experiences, whether or not it's with you or not. And he's asking me for advice. And I'm like, I don't have any kids, man. Yeah. But I can totally see the conflict in your mind. Yeah. As in, I want to tell her that's wrong, but I also want my daughter to have those experiences. Is this just me being wildly petty?
That's tough because I feel like as a co-parenting, and I don't have kids, but, you know, as co-parenting, I'm sure you go through that as she gets older, too. It's one parent's going to miss out on the first.
Right,
and that's part of it, you know? I think from my perspective on it, I think the mom was wrong to not even just have that conversation with
him.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, I mean, at the end of the day, the kid going to Disneyland, that's a huge thing for her. So, obviously, you know, it's in the benefit of the kid having a good time. But I think that the mom maybe should have just run it by the dad.
He did tell me this, and this was like killing him, that he's trying to overcome all these emotions and find out whether or not, like, how he should feel about it. But four-year-olds, they got no chill.
Nah.
And they remember things about all she wants to do is talk about Disneyland, and he's trying to, like, get over it.
Right.
And she's like, Dad, and guess what? And guess what? And guess what? And he's like, I'm going to lose my mind.
Right. So I think technically the mom didn't do anything wrong, right? She's showing her daughter an amazing experience, which ultimately, as a parent, that's all you want for your child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But from the dad's point of view, I'm a dad. Thankfully, I'm still with my wife. At the same time, I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because... now your daughter's gonna come back and be like, "Oh my gosh, mommy's new boyfriend did this and the and you're like, "Ah, it's gotta hurt." And you want to be there for those first experiences. But if you have experience with this, we want to hear from you. 877-971-HITS. If you're a single parent, is it wrong of you to take your child to experience something epic for the first time without letting your ex know? Especially if you're taking a new significant other along. Alexander from La Puente, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think it was wrong for the single parent to take her daughter to Disneyland without the ex's consent?
Speaking from experience, baby daddy and I are no longer together. We have been separated for about almost 5 years now. And my daughter is about to be 5 years old. And I feel that it's okay for him to take her to experience things that... I'm probably not able to take her to experience. And if that's with his other, you know, with his new girlfriend, whatever it may be, I feel like as long as my daughter is happy and having fun, I'm okay with it. He doesn't have to consent to me. I'm going to take her to Disneyland, you know, with my new girlfriend. Obviously, like, he has the right to move on. My daughter has the right to have fun when she's with them. And if she comes to me and tells me, you know, mommy, you know, dad's new girlfriend and me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, as long as I think the girlfriend is being good to my daughter, I'm going to be okay with it. You know, there's no feelings there anymore. So there shouldn't be any selfishness in me to be upset over that situation.
Wow.
It's very mature.
That's very selfish of somebody.
Okay. So you're saying it's definitely not wrong. We have Diana from Southgate saying it is wrong and doesn't agree with you. Diana, what's your perspective on it?
Yes, because if he would have done it to her, she would have been like, hey, wait, what's going on? You know, you kind of have to put other people's feelings into it, or, you know, fill into other people's shoes, you know? you wouldn't want to find out later on Instagram on it.
I guess maybe because her dad and I don't have feelings towards each other anymore. We ended the relationship on a good note. Maybe that's why I have a different opinion about it. He's the best father to my child. So therefore, for him to do things with her, you know, they went to Hawaii last year. I didn't trip about it. He took his girlfriend with him. His girlfriend is very, very nice to my daughter.
Wow. Alexandra, so you're really at a really high level of maturity in the sense of like, as long as my child is having a good time and they're treating them the right way, I don't matter in the equation.
I'm comfortable with that.
I think that what I'm hearing from both you guys is opposite, but the similar thread is communication, right? So if my friend,
communication is key.
Yeah, if my friend feels hurt because he didn't know that they were going to Disneyland, then I believe that his ex needs to say, hey, I'm taking our daughter to Disneyland. You're not invited, homie, but I'm taking her just so you know. Because, like, you know, when they go to Hawaii, you're okay with that because they're like, hey, we're taking our daughter to Hawaii. She's going to blast. My girlfriend's going. So I think the communication's big.
I think what can solve this situation, right, at least in your homie's life, Brian, is as long as he sets the expectations with his baby mama in the sense like, hey, FYI, in the future, if you're going to experience something epic with our daughter, just give me a heads up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you.
No problem. Sure. Thank you.
Brian, what are our techs saying, bro?
It's so fascinating because I don't have children. It's so fascinating to see all different perspectives because you can see people. A lot of people are saying, yeah, I understand why he feels hurt. I understand, but you got to put your ego aside to a certain extent. But then also people are coming with like pretty honest. Erica says, I'm a single mom. It's not okay for the new partner to come around in that circumstance. She's, you know, clearly maybe trying to protect that we're not together anymore, but it's still we have an important relationship as both your parents. From the 407, she should have told him about going to Disneyland because he is a parent and for safety and just for a heads up. From the 805, he should definitely talk to his ex about how he's feeling because if you want co-parenting to work, it needs to be 100% honest at all times. Mm-hmm. But he needs to do it the right way. Approach the situation calmly and remove your emotion from it because, as we know, when you're talking with your ex, things can get heated quickly. Yeah.
Sometimes. and I think ultimately for those of you that are listening that are single parents or in a blended family situation, it depends on where you're at with your ex.
Yeah, right. it's so dependent.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Is your ex also using your child as a chess piece against you? You know, I'm better because I did this with them. Or the fact that they took their new significant other, was it really just because they wanted to give a good experience to their daughter or son? Or was it to get back at you?
A one-up, you know? Situation.
So it's really complicated and really depends on what stage you are. But you should definitely set the expectations straight in regards to situations like this. What is expected of me? What is expected of you? If we're going to take our daughter or son out on these experiences.
Just communication. Because at the end of the day, man, we're all humans, right? Like, if something happens and you feel hurt and you feel frustrated and you feel like your ego has been damaged, like, we're all people. Of course you're going to be upset that you weren't in the princess picture. But at the end of the day, communicate that. And what's the best for your daughter long term is what I'll tell my buddy about that.
And ultimately, I love what Alexandra said. Ultimately, what trumps everything is your child's happiness.
Mm-hmm. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Have you ever woken up after a night of epic partying?
This music's a little dramatic. I'm just going to point that out.
It's a mystery we need to solve, Chelsea.
Okay.
Thank you, Chelsea. You wake up, go to the bathroom, you're just rocking your boxers or some undies or whatevs. You look yourself in the mirror. You're like, damn, my breath stinks. But then, second thing you say is, what the hell? How did I get this injury? You see, and there's like an actual physical evidence of you being injured. And you have no idea how that happened. Coming up next, Brian will explain an injury like that, and we're going to play a little game with it where you can win a prize. Details coming up next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
You got to admit, party wounds are the best because those are the ones that make you a legend with your friends and whatnot. You know, like my boy Ryan, we were partying in Havasu, jumped off the boat, and his toe got caught in the middle of the boat.
Oh, God.
As he was jumping and
he's got the chills.
Pulled his toe off.
Oh, off?
Completely off. It's gone.
Well, just his little bone
like a
was.
A nubbin?
Wow!
His little bone was waving hello and the meat was gone.
Oh, God!
Kind of like if you're eating like a chicken hot wing.
And you just strip it down?
Okay, I'm literally going to pass
flat
out.
Wings.
So.
Do we have dad jokes set up?
I don't know, man. That's just like, yeah, we do have it set up.
The good thing is that Now he gets 10% off at pedicures.
It's a dad joke.
That was...
There we go.
Just anyways.
Not funny.
But he's a legend, though. No. Ryan is a legend now.
Yeah.
You know, so my boy Ryan. Oh, so cool. Anyways. You've been in that situation. You wake up from a night of partying, and you don't know where some wounds came from. You're injured. You pulled a hamstring.
Yeah, bruises in random places.
It's wild, man. You're trying to piece it all together. You're looking at your Instagram stories, and it just goes to the point right before you blacked out. So you go to your friend's stories and try to put it all together. Anyways, that happened to our homie, Brian. Mm-hmm. And we've posted a picture of his wound on our Instagram account, at 97.1AmpRadio. Do not be alarmed when you go there. It's a picture of his stomach and what to me looks like a huge mark across it. That kind of looks like he gave birth via C-section.
By the way, I just have to say, this is like my worst pet peeve when people post their wounds on social media.
Don't say
so
why.
I apologize. Or just in general. You know, they pose like their stitched wound. I'm like, why though? I don't want to see it. I'm just apologizing.
And please comment. We want to know what you believe is happened to Brian. Like, how did this whole situation happen? What in the world happened to Brian's stomach? Comment on there, and then tomorrow at this time, we're going to reveal the answer, and you'll be able to win a prize when you call in and guess.
So I did not know what happened. I've been told what happened. So, and mind you, the picture that you're going to see is one I took this morning, right? Like, I hadn't eaten anything yet. It's a ab shot, so I had to make sure that I, you know, last night I didn't eat any food, whatever.
And even so, our social media director, Alex D, was like, hey, man, you want me to give you abs on the picture?
Yeah, she put a filter on it so it looks, hey, you know what, I'll take it. I ain't gonna hate.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hate. All right, so anyways, this happened on September 2nd, the night of September 2nd, the night of my brother Killian's wedding on Whidbey Island, and we did some heavy drinking for the whole day, and I didn't eat a lot because I was running around helping out with the wedding. And I woke up late. We were hustling to catch a ferry boat because we grew up on an island. Then I had to get to the airport to fly home. And the gash you are going to see was taken this morning, and that is almost 20 days old.
It's still very prominent,
graphic.
Bro.
Yes, it is going to scar for life. And it, like, I have no recollection of how it happened. The next day when I took a shower, I was like, oh my God, did somebody steal an organ from me? Did I wake up in a bathtub full of ice? What happened?
You're like checking, right? Just kind of pushing down your stomach. No, I think my organs are still there.
And thankfully, I do want people to guess at how it happened.
Yes, we're not going to reveal that yet.
It's insanity.
All right, but go ahead and put your guesses down on our Instagram account at 97.1AmpRadio under comments. And then tomorrow at this time, we'll take your phone calls. And if you can guess correctly how Brian got that wound across the stomach, we will give you a prize.
The gash, if you're listening right now and you're not, the gash that will scar is roughly 3 1/4 inches long. So it is concerning to me that I don't know how it happened. I'm having to take people's word for it. After that weekend, I took a little bit of break from the old booze. It was like, you should never drink to the point of which you cannot remember how you got a 3 1/2 inch gash right on your stomach. So kids, if you're listening, don't do what I done did. Okay?
Yes.
Don't do
responsibly
that.
Responsibly when you're of age.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
At 97.1 Amp Radio. Trying to guess, how did Brian get his wound? While drunk, across his stomach. Kind of looks like he got a little C-section action right there. Let's go to our Instagram so far. Zach C. says, you got attacked by an alpaca.
Do alpacas have, like, sharp teeth?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think what an alpaca looks like.
It's a big llama, I think.
B. Milkers says, you fell out of a tree and a branch scratched you.
That's literally, that could be a plausible story.
Right?
I mean, absolutely, the type of drinking we were doing at my brother's wedding 22 days ago would mean that I might be in a tree.
Raiders for Life, sucka, is their Instagram handle.
It's amazing.
Says, he fell while drunk and cut himself on a sprinkler head. Sounds like that happened to that Raider fan at some point in time in their life.
Sometimes when they're too specific, you're like, oh, you've had that happen.
I know, exactly, right? All right, keep guessing at 97.1 Amp Radio. Tomorrow at 8:25, we will reveal the answer that was told to Brian by his family and friends of how he injured himself while extremely drunk. It's a pretty funny story. Tune in tomorrow at 8:25. But coming up next, inside of the Chelsea Report.
So in a new interview, Pete Davidson gushes about Ariana Grande and their relationship once again.
What a shocker.
Yeah, right. And he gets a little TMI, though.
Really?
So we'll talk about that coming up next. Also, Rihanna is making boss moves.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So big news for Rihanna. She has been named the official ambassador of Barbados.
Get it.
Yeah, so Barbados Prime Minister said in a statement, Rihanna has a deep love for her country, and this is reflected in her philanthropy, especially in the areas of health and education. Rihanna said she's super excited and ready to take on the responsibility. But this is crazy. So her new job as the country's ambassador is to promote education, investment, and tourism for Barbados. So
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, whenever she finds time for that.
She's going to nail the tourism stuff. All she got to do is go hang out in like a beach house in Barbados. Yeah. Put it on Instagram. Yo, this Barbados is dope.
Throw a concert real quick.
Right?
You're good to go. I remember, just side story on this. So you guys remember the song Despacito, right? Mm-hmm. Despacito.
Wait, what? No.
Yeah, I think I only heard it about 9 billion times.
It did all right. It did all right for like 5 years straight. But anyways, so originally it was Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee on that song, right? Then the Biebs came down later, but it had already had a big success. So Puerto Rico, because they're both from Puerto Rico, they chose Luis Fonsi as like the tourist ambassador and paid him some big bucks. And then Daddy Yankee's wife went on social media and was like, yo, what about my husband?
Where's my check?
Shoot.
Because they chose that song as like the song of tourism for Puerto Rico. And there's a little bit of drama there. I just wanted to let you guys know.
That's interesting.
Anyways, yeah.
You know what? There's enough for two ambassadors of tourism.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why they just hang those. They should hand those out like fake degrees from colleges, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're a tourism ambassador. Just put it on Instagram. Get some people down here.
So Pete Davidson sat down for an interview with Howard Stern and talked candidly about his relationship with Ariana Grande. But this was news to me. He actually said that Scooter Braun, who's Ari's manager, was the one who made the love connection between the two, which I had no idea. But it's a great interview. Here's a little snippet of it.
Timing, I feel like, is everything, and we both were in a similar situation at the same time.
You're both broken up.
Yeah.
As awkward as you feel inside, she said, that's the guy I'm going to marry. Can you believe this?
No. I cannot even, like, smile. It's, like, the weirdest, coolest thing that's ever happened.
He's really cute in the interview, actually. He's, like, blushing, and he's like, seriously, bro, like, how is this happening to me right now? I can't believe it.
Howard is hilarious, by the way.
He's so funny. He also said, though, he got off social media because people have been so brutal to him.
Really?
Over the engagement.
Well, that and Mac Miller's passing and all that, I mean, people are going to be just brutally mean about it.
Yeah, I got a death threat. Because someone wanted to shoot me in the face because she's so hot.
Well, of course.
You know how insane that is? I was like, am I that ugly that people want to shoot me in the face? They're like, no, f*** this guy. Like, what did I do?
Wow, that's a big extreme. I didn't know he was getting that kind of hate.
I mean, from the internet? But that stuff's so phony to me. Like, the Twitter hate from people who have just an eggshell in their Twitter account. If Pete retweeted it or whatever, they'd be like, oh my God, guys, Pete Davidson just retweeted my death threat.
It's like not surprising to me, but then also it's like, it's hard to hear him say that.
Well,
you
nowadays,
know?
You really can't take any of that stuff lightly. You know, unfortunately. So.
Where the TMI part comes in is he said that any time that they're intimate, he's like, I'm always apologizing and saying, hey, thank you. You're awesome for doing this. Thank you so much.
Awesome for doing
this. Which
I think
is hilarious.
Stars are just like us.
Yes.
Us regular guys.
Another interesting part of the interview is he actually opened up about how he has borderline personality disorder and that he suffered from depression and that he actually smokes marijuana daily and has so for the last 8 years, except for a period of 3 months where he went to rehab, which we talked about that before on the show, and I thought he was actually still sober, but he's not. He said he did it for 3 months and then realized he's just a stoner at heart, and that's that kind of thing.
I think at this point, people are kind of drawing a line between like marijuana for medicinal uses and just recreational drug use. Like if you have mental health issues that the marijuana, the CBD, all those oils or whatnot help you, then why deny yourself like a remedy that's going to help you live a functional, healthy life?
Less anxiety.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, you can head to ampradio.com and also download our radio.com app.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get our podcast there. Just type in Amp Morning Show.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Want to thank you for listening to us and also for calling in with your cheating stories and exposing the tactics that your exes used on you to cheat on you. So that way, you know, if somebody's going through something similar right now, they can bust their man or their woman and be like, nah, I heard on 97.1 AMP Radio, that's a cheating tactic.
Busted. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when that book, He's Just Not That Into You, came out and every guy was like, ooh, jig is up.
Yeah.
She knows. She's onto my tricks.
She knows. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text with your cheating story. All right, Ivy from Baldwin Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Ivy, how did you get cheated on, and what red flags were missed that we could all learn from?
Okay, so first of all, he told me that his side piece was his sister.
That's a hell of a red flag right there.
Did they even look alike?
No, like, he told me it was his half-sister. I had met his whole family. I had known him for 10 years before we dated. And he's like, oh, this is my half-sister. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So I got pregnant. And throughout the whole pregnancy, he would take my car on the weekend, go visit his half-sister. And all of a sudden, like, when the baby was born, we go to his family's house with his side piece.
No way.
And way. I thought it was great because, like, you know, the families were merging. And the family was like, oh, who is this with you? I'm like, oh, this is his half-sister. Like, he doesn't have a half-sister. What are you talking about?
Wait. This is like a whole other level of manipulation. And the fact that this guy has confidence that he thinks he can pull this off.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, what do you mean he doesn't have a half-sister? And they're like, we don't know who that is.
What?
I wonder what he was telling your side piece that you were.
Yeah.
Oh, she knew who I was.
This chick. So she was playing along with this whole game.
Yeah, and I don't know what she was thinking going to a family reunion where nobody knew her. But yeah, after that, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, who is this? And he's like, oh, it's my half-sister. It's my half-sister. Like, they're just playing with you. And then about 3 weeks later, he started stealing food stamps from my baby to pay for her meals and pay for her food and her groceries.
What the hell?
Listen, I'll tell you one red flag right here. Nobody visits their family every weekend. Mm. Nobody.
Especially a half-sister.
A half-sister? He's trying to tell you, like, hey, babe, I need the car to go visit my half-sister for the weekend. I've got plenty of family. I see them once a month.
On FaceTime.
Yeah, right? No one's that kind of friends with their half-sister.
Wow, Ivy. So at what point in time did this whole plan unravel, and what was his response to it?
Actually, it got to the point where I had to call the cops on him. Whoa. Because he was just acting a fool and threatening me, threatening a baby. So after that, I checked up with his half-sister, and I'm like, listen, I don't know who you are, what's going on? And she's like, well, we've been seeing each other for the past 2 years, and then you popped up out of nowhere, so I thought, you know, maybe we can get along and, you know, I can help you out with the baby. I'm like, you're full of it.
What the hell?
I don't know what planet you're living on.
Yeah, like, what person thinks that that whole weird love triangle could just be a happy family helping raise a baby? This lady's out of her mind. Yeah.
That she was out of her mind. I blocked, deleted everybody to have to do with him, her, with everyone, and I have been living my best life with my baby, drama free without him. I'm so happy now.
Good for you.
Well, Ivy, I'm glad that you are in a much better place. You sound super happy and super at peace. Major props to all single moms that listen to us. You guys are superheroes. So thank you so much for calling in and letting us know about this. And now, if you ever get introduced to somebody's half sibling who they visit a lot, you need to do a whole family tree about it.
Right.
You know, 23andMe.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a genealogy report.
Now you know what you gotta do. Ivy, we love you. Have a great week.
Yeah, you all too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Now let's be honest, man. We've all made up nicknames for certain teachers while we were in school, whether it be elementary, middle school, high school, college, whatever it is. You had that one nickname, and it was cool, whatevs. But what if that professor, that teacher found out what you actually were calling them? And that is what happened in today's Damn Dumb story of the day that Brian's about to present.
Damn, he dumb.
Break it down, bro.
Well, it's a damn he dumb, but it's also damn I probably have come close to almost doing this before.
Oh, for sure.
And every college student can relate to this who's had a term paper of any kind, and you're kind of working on it for a couple weeks. You trick yourself, and you tell yourself you're not going to procrastinate. You're going to get it done early.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then what happens? Last minute, you're making up references. You're looking on Wikipedia trying to find things that back up what you're trying to say. This happened to Zoe Oxley. Now, Zoe Oxley was taking a class, it's a music class. She had a music theory class, and she had to submit a paper online, which is what a lot of people have to do now. You upload it to your professor, make sure you get it in time. So what happens is poor Zoe, tired, late, I'm not really sure what I'm sending at this point. She uploads a draft of her paper that she thinks is the final draft. Then once she sees it uploaded, she realizes that underwear, it says her name. You're supposed to put your professor's name. She wrote, she had a nickname for the professor because she couldn't remember his last name at the time. And she left the nickname in the slot, which was Professor What's-His-Nuts.
Yeah, he dumb.
In her mind, probably like, oh, when I turn it in, I'll change
it.
Of
course.
But for now, because it's funny, Professor What's-His-Nuts.
Yeah.
I used to do things where every time I didn't know a reference for something to back up what I was saying, I put in bold, find reference that like coincides with my opinion. Yeah. And there's times where I almost turned something in with that in it. So she sent an email to Professor What's His Nuts. Professor What's His Nuts went to Twitter, and literally his name is Harry Hendel. He now goes by Professor What's His Nuts on Twitter. A student emailed me profusely apologizing for getting my name wrong at the top of the paper, and I was like, thanks, whatever, no big deal. Then I got their paper and saw they call me Professor What's His Nuts. That's now my name forever.
I like that the professor is having a good
little bit of levity.
Yeah,
to
he's like laughing about to. It. He changed his Twitter name. I think that's the best part about it. I want him as a professor.
Oh,
like,
totally.
You know, he seems like he's totally cool.
I realized once, I do remember doing this one time at the University of Laverne. I was taking a business theory class, and in the top of it, I spelled business wrong.
Oh,
I spelled it
business?
Booisness. And I was like, that's right out the gates how you don't get an A on a paper.
Yeah, that's a tough word.
Spell the title of the
class
wrong.
You have to slowly say it, you know? we had I told you guys about this high school teacher who's a substitute, and we called him Bisa Arnold, which means like Mexican Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because he would always tell us the stories about, he was an older gentleman, vintage dude, how he would work out without weights back in the day, and he was ripped, and he would bring pictures to us of him just being juiced. So he would basically like do, let's say, curls, arm curls, by putting his left arm on top of his right arm and just pressing down. Just like that. And then he would say that. But the funniest thing is that when we would get in trouble, he would always say, warning, warning. And by the third warning, he would say, ejected, ejected, which means we had to leave the class and go to detention. So Paisa Arnold was legendary, man. We loved him, man. He's like, warning, ejected. And was like, yo, he's buff, ejected. Man. There it is, bro. So definitely our teacher, Paisa Arnold, man. We love him. And big shout out to all substitute teachers, because they have the worst experiences with all students. Thank you for surviving and doing what you do.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
All right, we got dopest moments of the day. Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. And it happened when Chelsea was given such an inspirational report on BTS's RM. He was at the UN giving an inspirational speech.
All the BTS members were, but he was speaking for them.
And Brian just comes in like a freaking train and just wrecks the inspiration out of him and turns it into something so funny. Listen to this.
I have many faults and I have many more fears. True love first begins with loving myself.
Yeah.
That's not actually him though speaking though, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I just don't recognize the voice. It sounds kind of murdery.
Oh, yeah.
Very deep.
Oh,
I think it's because he's trying to be so serious. Doesn't that sound like the voice you pick up? They're like, oh, give me $5,000, you'll never see your family again. Right. They should tape a phone call where he calls your house and he's like, if you don't donate to UNICEF, you're never gonna see your kids again.
I have many faults and I have many more fears.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna get trolled on social media today for that by the army, the BTS army.
I just remember when we talked to him. Bro. I just can't envision that murdery voice coming out of that sweet guy. But when we talked to him at the station here, I guess we were talking about like what's your favorite dance moves and all this stuff. So we weren't talking about anything serious, but it's just the way he's just like, everybody, I'm so proud of the decisions I've made.
Oh my God,
that's my favorite voice you've ever made.
Put the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again. I'll do it to myself.
That's a mean fine right there for being mean right there. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. All right, Kristen coming up next, covering for Yessi Ortiz on 97.1 AMP Radio. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, not even somebody saying you have a murderous voice.
Don't do it. Don't let them steal your joy, Edgar.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.